Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG XCOM poll on 13th October 2017 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Raul Plomer, Robin Gross, Tipani Tervainen, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Tipani.
Thank you, Mariam. So as I said, I just want to have a do this quickly. We just want to clean up the queue of member applications and then go just for documentation purpose, a list of tasks we have in progress, incomplete as a part of a handover for the chair. Rosanne told me she might be joining us later during the call or maybe not, but in any case, let's have them. Anybody want to have anything else in the agenda, any other business? No? Okay, so let's just go on. Yes, I'm fine. Comment is on the chat. Do just as well. It's faster than talking. Of course, the intent with the new system of the member database should have been if you could simply click them there, but that works. Doesn't work as that way yet. It's asynchronous, so doing it simultaneously is not a good thing. But put it there, and Mariam will also please follow the chat and pick up from there and update the database as we go. Okay, let's start with the new member individual members. I trust you all have the database in sight. We have first Vincent Nilra Ado, I have no idea how to pronounce that. Broadcast journalist. No references, affiliations, or LinkedIn page or website. Opinions. Robin, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Tipani, can you hear me okay?
Yes. No.
Okay, great. Yeah, I had gone through these applications before the meeting, and I approved all of the individual applications and all of the organizational applications. It looks like my approval in the box for the organizational members, it didn't save. So it looks like there's still some kind of problem with the software in that, you know, and maybe Monica went through them as well and also tried to save. And the approvals didn't say, but it did say for the individual, so I'm not sure how that works out, but I thought I better let you know that's still a problem.
Thank you for that, Robin. Yeah, it seems the system is still buggy, so we'll have to check with Monica if she did the same. Actually, I can't see this even for individuals, which is curious. But so you have all of them in advance, so we'll just read them quickly and listen to Raul's comments on the side. So Raul approving the first one. Agreed. Let's wait that pending for Gangadesh and confirmation of Monica. Second is Bouchoura Nasser Ocelot from Chad. Raul. He's got a LinkedIn page and Twitter feed and OCDS member. I'm not sure what that is, actually. What's OCDS? No, yes, ALAC membership does not prevent participation in NCSG. They are autonomous, independent. Okay, Raul approving. As well. OCDS brings to my mind all kinds of things that it's unlikely to be, but actually I'm kind of curious. assume it's not obsessive compulsive disorder, which would be my first association here. But I presume it's nothing insidious. Oh yeah, OCDs would be one of our members. Oh no, I remember. Yes, correct. It was one of those French abbreviation. Yes, fine. Okay, Raoul is approving the third and fourth. That was Ocelot. The third and fourth are the same, right? There's Ignacio Ocelot is here twice. That's again a bug in the system or what? So, Raoul, could you please type the name of who you are approving instead of third and fourth, because it's a bit unclear numbering here. So, Ocelot approved anyways, and I presume Nuruddin Abdelkarim Yusuf. Okay. Okay, you're already getting to Padmini. Yeah, well, I remember meeting Padmini a couple of times. I'm fine with her as well. So again, approved pending confirmation from Ganga and Monica. Joini. Okay, Raoul also approves Yosu Yojoini. Likewise, approved. Ending Ganga Monica. Adarsh B.U. A bit unusual spelling, but we have those, well, I guess that those are just initials. Referring Renata. Raoul. Adasir. Adarsh, how do you pronounce that? Okay, approved as well, pending Gangadesh. Monica, then we have Mubashir Sargana. Raoul. Okay, I'm glad to hear you actually reading it. Yes, agreed. So again, approved, pending Monica and Gangadesh. And the last new individual is Randolph Musa Johnson from Liberia. References Yolanda Mlonzi and Sranush Vardanian, whom you know, and also I take it Raoul is approving Johnson as well, and so do I. So, all new individuals approved pending Bangladesh Monica confirmation. Okay, let's look at the organizations. We have five of them. First is Bolo B from Pakistan. Oh, you might want to open up the website. Okay, you did. So what do you think? Yes, agreed. Willoughby looks very good. Again, approved, pending Ganga Monica confirmation. We have African Center for Science and International Security. So, Raul, Afrixis, how do you pronounce that? That actually works out good to me. Afrixis. Now, this video here for organizational applicants is difficult when you have to click it open to see that. The mission statement and everything, so it's kind of difficult to use. Mariam, in case you haven't already, keep that note on our list of things to fix in this program. Yeah, I don't think it's about nuclear arms, but from the risk of the spreading. Do you have some concerns, Raul? They're going for proliferation, but rather against it, I think, in case you talk about nuclear weapons. But I take it Raul is approving. So, agreed. Seems to be that interest is certainly non-commercial enough that I can tell. So, let's approve them to pending Bangladesh and Monica later. Then we have an, and my French isn't up to pronouncing this, but some action for promoting women and education in Chad, if I'm trying to translate that thing. Raul? present. That's true. So, is it possibly a trivial typo that somebody can catch? If not, then our routine has been to request correction if we can't figure it out ourselves. Because we do want to have correct information in our database. Yes, there is a simple typo in there. Yes. That's the correct one. The T was missing in the URL. So I take that's given an obvious enough typo that we can simply fix it and upload them, at least that one. So, Raul, are you happy with that, or you want to postpone this? We have in a few occasions done this, that when we see that obvious enough typo that leads to that, say, the name matches and so forth without. Now, Google Translate is your friend, of course. Robin, did you take... Gangadhar, I see you showed up a bit late. We have already approved all individual applicants. If you have time to go through them on your own during the call, it would be wonderful to go back to that. Robin, did you check this CHAD organization's website? Did you see approving that? Did you translate it, or do you understand French well enough?
Well, I wouldn't say I understand French well enough, but I you know, sort of understand a few words here and there, and I didn't see anything that made me think it wasn't, you know, a legitimate non-commercial, you know, try world a better place sort of org. So I didn't see any reason not to approve it. But I don't actually speak the language, so I know a few words. based on the few words I know, it sort of looks like they're geared towards promoting female education.
Okay, Gangadhar, are you with us? I was waiting for Gangadhar to comment here. Okay, Gangadhar, opinion on these organizations? Yeah, Adobe, I've been playing a little.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I need to go through these websites and then give my feedback. I have not done it so far. I have done the only one, the Pakistani one, Bolo B. Now, right now.
Okay, well, please mute your mic. Okay, we'll move on and you preview them at your left. If you can do it during this call, fine. If not, we can wait until you're done. But I want to go move on and look at the pending applications, if there have been any updates on those. The pending individuals? Are there any? If there are two. Mariam, did we get any extra information here? Okay, Ganga, that your hand is up. You want to speak at this point? Okay, Ganga, that, okay, thanks. An old hand. So, Mariam, I take these are the replies you got from them.
Yes, that's correct. Those are the replies.
That Usalat actually was as a new applicant as well, isn't it? For exactly the same, right? We just approved him already. Isn't it the same person?
Yes, that's correct. I'll delete the application now. Thank you.
Yeah, so he's been approved. And Umar Usman Omar, there's something... Robin, yes, that's a bit of a not exact entirely obvious that the GAC representative cannot join. And technically, GAC is orthogonal to GNSO, just like NCSC, like ALAC, isn't it? So is that a formal, or are you saying it's a formal rules for disqualification or just a practical one? Robin, would you?
Sorry, there was a very loud truck that went by when you were speaking, and I didn't quite hear what you were asking.
you say, you're writing that GAC can't join. As I understand it, formally GAC is independent, orthogonal to NCSG, just like ALAC is. So, or are you saying it's a formal reason not to approve someone, or just that thing?
Yeah, I would vote no on this application because this looks like a governmental interest and as opposed to a non-commercial interest.
Okay. Yeah, then the chat is it's a bit. Maybe a bit of a unclear line, but that's good enough. But it's not, as I understand, it's not a formal reason that we could approve someone who is the representative in GAC as well as far as rules are concerned. But for practical purposes, it is a good argument that it looks like a government interest. And since we require full consensus here, then we'll have to reject him. And Sam Sayazad did not reply, so we'll drop him as well. Okay. That was pending individuals, pending organizations. We don't have any. Okay, we've gone through all the member applications. Gangadhar is still going through them. I'll ask you a bit later if you have gone through them all or need more time. And let's move on with our agenda. Okay, Mariam, please keep track of Gangadhar's comments in the chat. So the second agenda item I had was simply trying to review or list things we have pending. I'm not going to go through things that we should be doing or should have been doing or should be done in the future, but things that are sort of in progress. This is mainly as a document for fuzziness benefit. And I'm just listing what I have and hope you remind me of anything I have forgotten. First of all, the constituency review. We'll try to move on that within Abu Dhabi. but I don't think we can complete it. We can then go through what we have now and then see what we want more, but it should not be all that difficult, but it will take a few rounds, I think, before we get it done, because there are some, in particular because there are bylaws changes in the works. Second in my list is the member removal procedures, which we sent to the NCSG to discuss a while back. There was a little feedback, some little details to clarify. I think most of those were simply unclear wording, so that has to be reviewed again and see, clean them up, but I think that should be a small task. Then the member database project is still unfinished, and I'm afraid it will be at least somewhat incomplete by the time Abu Dhabi. And here, of course, I'll talk with Razine about it, but this is one project I think I'll have to keep on working on, even though my term as a chair ends. But that will be up to Razine if she wants my help in that. There are a few other, let's say, IT things that don't necessarily need much, but just to note them, something to do with the handover. The ncsg.is domain is owned by Avri Doria still, and I have admin access to it. So, however, version you and version A want to deal with that later, but that's something that needs to be documented, at least the way it works. The NCSG mailing lists, mostly already handled by Mariam, but I'll have to ensure that Farzaneh has all the access she needs. And there's one project I have been doing on my own mostly that I hope to get at least somehow up before Udabi, because it's very small in principle, is setting up an archive site. The site is actually already there, but now it's only announcing it's still thing just under construction with archive.ncsg.is. So I'm trying to document the one thing we need to document, the last year's appeal process by Abu Dhabi. And everything else, okay, there are some details under those. The member database project has some side effects, but there's only a separate team working on that, so anything else. Anybody can think of anything else that, in particular, anything that I should now do something to make sure that the handover is smooth? No? The member removal procedures, Robin, you were working on that. Will you pick up the notes and look at the comments you got in the list and update that?
Yeah, I will. As you said, I don't think there were too many substantive comments, maybe just a few little wording clarification type issues. So I'd be happy to make those changes.
Thank you. So I guess that's about it this way. Okay, Gangadhar, how many have you left not approved yet? Okay, I think we'll stretch this meeting until Gagra looks up the last one. And this will be my last call as the chair. We'll have one physical meeting in Abu Dhabi. And out there, well, I don't have an agenda for that yet, but kind of the routine tasks will check up any pending membership applications and new ones that come up and look at these again. I think we can do something with the constituency review. I hope you all at least have taken a look, or by that time we'll take a look at the documents we've provided. Robin, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question on the constituency review project. Where are we in that? Are we waiting for documents, or are we supposed to be, am I supposed to be doing something at this point, or am I waiting to get documents from somebody to review? Or I'm a little bit unclear as to where we are in that process and what I should be doing.
We got the replies to our questionnaire from both constituencies, and we have not really reviewed them properly yet. We got a note from NPOC that they are might want to update that because they are working on their new bylaws. And of course, NCUC is also working on their new bylaws, so we want to ask, review those as well. So I would suggest that you look up those replies we got and look at the new bylaws of NCUC and review if that makes any difference there. And if NPOC, if you have NPOC representatives here, Raul Gangadhar, if you want to bring something new to the application, to the reply to the review, please do so as soon as possible, definitely before, at least in Abu Dhabi, we'll take a look at what we have then. And I see that Gangadhar approved all of them. Did you look at the individuals as well, Gangadhar? I see you are typing. Okay, so all membership applications are done apart from Monica, whom I'm not sure whether her openings were missing because of technical reasons or whether she did not have time to look at them. So Marianne, please contact Monica and clarify that. So, and there was no other business. Last chance. Is Raul is typing something. Okay. About the review process. Okay. This was a quick meeting. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's call it done. And stop the recording. And everybody, let's have... Thank you for... Meet, quick meeting and everything else, and see you in Abu Dhabi, whoever will be there. Thank you and bye.